I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi.
Why do I look so puffy? Yeah, and she has a full face of makeup.
No, God. I don't. First of all, I do not have a full face of makeup on. I have concealer on.
Rub it in. She has great skin. Rub it in.
No. I'm on my Sporty Spice because I came home from the gym. I walked my man and I was like, yo, I don't even have time to shower. I need a haircut so badly.
I'm getting one right after this.
I was like, let me just put a hat on and see if it works. And I put
Listen, your hat moments are really cute. They're really cute.
Thank you. I love a hat moment. Yeah, I put a little bit of concealer on and that is it. Because the bags was giving designer.
She said Prada Gucci.
Not a Prada in this home, but here she's giving Saks Fifth Avenue. Oh. Can I see what's behind the counter? Yeah.
Probably not. They won't let you see what's behind the counter.
Literally, they are calling security right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Delon, in our shopping malls episode, you said that you wanted to keep the SAT word versus $50 word comparison going on the pod. So you know what? I decided to make a game out of it.
No, it was really cute. I mean, I think you're talking about the moment where your imposter syndrome got the best of you and you tried to drag me for using ubiquitous in the sentence. But yeah, it was cute.
Oh, I'm glad you remember. I'm glad that your brain is braining with us here today. Listen, some of us open our mouths and a thesaurus falls out. And by some of us, I mean Delon.
Hair flip.
Which brings us to our game. It's time to play SAT word or $50 word. Here's how we play. I will give you a word. And Delon, you will have to decide if it's an SAT word, meaning a word that someone uses when they want to sound smart, or a $50 word, which is a word that helps someone make their point more clear. And then I will tell you if you are wrong or not.
Wait, that's a dictatorship. That's not a game.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving Kim Jong-Fran.
Ew. Okay, great. Let's play.
Okay. First word, ephemeral.
Ooh, do I need to define what it is?
Because you know what? Let me see what kind of score I'm giving you on this test.
Ephemeral. Ephemeral means
use it in a sentence.
Fran's attention was ephemeral when we were talking.
Oh, okay. Drag me. So, class, ephemeral means lasting for a very short time. Is this a SAT word or a $50 word?
Definitely an SAT word, but a great word.
Really? I like the word ephemeral, and I do feel like it helps make the point clear, so you're wrong.
Oh, wait. Ubiquitous is an SAT word, but ephemeral is a $50 word?
Yes, next word.
Oh my God, you guys, you see what she's doing to me?
Next up, carte blanche.
Ooh, carte blanche. This is like French, carte blanche. What does carte blanche mean?
It means the freedom to act as one wishes or thinks is best.
Yes. You have carte blanche to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's SAT word. Is that a phrase?
I think it's a phrase more than a word.
I would say
I'm going to say it's a $50 word because I use it all the time.
What in this game is? You are Kim Jong-Fran. Damn. Carte blanche?
Next.
Man, you're wrong.
Next up, loquacious.
He hates you so much. Dare is a good one. That's a fucking good one.
Is it a $50 word or is it an SAT word?
Oh, well, I feel it's a $50 word because you use it.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Shut up. No, it's an SAT word. Loquacious? Yeah, it's
okay, you're correct. Syllables. You're correct. It is an SAT word. It is. Okay, next up. This is also a phrase. Ludicrously capacious.
What is this?
Do you not get the reference? You don't get the reference? This is from Succession. You didn't watch the final season of Succession? When that girl showed up with a not me trying to drag you. I can't read.
Look at me in the camera.
Ludicrously capacious bag. You don't remember that girl showed up with a giant designer bag in season in the final season of
that was 2022.
No, it wasn't. It was 2023.
Girl, I don't remember this. She showed up with what bag? Whose bag?
Oh my God! Spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't watched the final season of Succession.
Was this in Italy?
No, it's after, I think it's at the funeral or at like one of the parties. This girl shows up, they're at Logan's house, and this girl shows up with a big designer handbag.
Uh-huh.
And there's this whole conversation about her bag being too like expensive and big and like gaudy and designery. You know, they're doing quiet luxury on Succession. They're not trying to flaunt it in their faces. And there's this whole conversation about her bag being ludicrously capacious. I thought you were gonna get that reference.
No, not. I mean,
you didn't finish Succession.
I did, but I don't remember this one reference from the show.
Wow, I guess you aren't paying attention. The real Succession Hive, we're paying attention. We had all the references.
Okay, well, they say that Succession is a Shakespearean play. That is what Shakespearean play would you say?
Okay, flex in the theater degree. Okay, we
ready?
See somebody.
Two
we
of
see
them.
Somebody graduate. We see, and that's how it proves that you love an SAT word. You got flaunt your little degrees in my face. I don't know. I didn't finish theater school. I don't know.
It's called King Lear. And King Lear, there's a king, and he has three daughters, and they all are vying for his kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so all of Logan's kids are members of the King Lear family, and he's King Lear.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, even though you didn't know the reference, I'm going to give that one to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Damn, I schooled you.
You know what I mean? I'm doing a little charity work here on the pod. All right. Our final word is analogous, which class, I'm sure y'all know this word, an adjective meaning comparable in the way that one clarifies the nature of things being compared. Delon. SAT word or $50 word?
I think it's a $50 word because I think it's a $50 word. It's not an SAT word because we use analogies all the time in the English language, right? Mm-hmm. I say it's a $50 word.
Someone who uses SAT words would say that analogous is a $50 word because you don't need to use analogous. You could just say it's like watching paint dry instead of this is analogous to watching paint dry. Like, you don't need this word.
You could also say, you know what that makes me think of?
What?
That's a Fran quote. Ready?
You know what it makes me think of? 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 Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? Was that a Fran impression?
You know what it makes me think of? You know what this reminds me of?
Wow. Okay. Who's dragging who now?
Ooh, wait. No.
Listen. Listen.
Listen.
wait.
I hate you for that.
Let me fix it. Hello and welcome back to Let Me Fix It, the podcast that says, screw vacation days. Give me a vacation month.
Okay.
I'm Francesca Ramsey. I'm an actress, a producer, writer, and former graphic designer.
And I'm Delon Grant. I'm an actor, a singer, a photographer, and a writer. And in class today, we are talking about vacation. So as artists and creatives, Fran and I both travel a bit more than the average person for work. Our careers are full of, fall under the gig economy umbrella, as we like to say. And so much of our work takes us away from home. I'm currently working on a new play in Boston. Quick plug for my show. It's called A Case for the Existence of God. So if you're in the Boston area, come down to Speakeasy Stage Company to see me act. It's a beautiful play. Don't say that a lot. You know, Fran, I don't promote myself a lot.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but I'm really proud of this play. It starts a conversation, and I think it's important for society to have these types of conversations. So come on down if you can. But Fran, you just returned from the Sundance Film Festival in the Writers Lab, and that's like a huge benchmark. So I just want to give you praises for that.
Thank you.
But I toured nationally and internationally with the Broadway show Jersey Boys for 3.5 years.
Oh,
Fran, you had a multi-city book tour in 2018 to promote your book. Well, that escalated quickly. Not me giving all of our resumes.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Right. But it's just to amplify that we travel so much for work. But it's not only work that keeps us, you know, racking up those sky miles.
Ooh, you know I love collecting miles. I'm a JetBlue girly. JetBlue, if you're listening, give me a care package or something. We do love taking vacations and getting those stamps in our passports. DeLon, we have been on 4 international vacations together, which
crazy.
Is wild to say out loud. 3 of them were in Mexico, where everyone seems to think that we are a couple. And then there was your wedding in Spain, aka your 40th birthday.
It was totally a wedding.
But we have also taken vacations with our other friends internationally. We've also done solo getaways. We've been to Paris, London, Cancun, Hawaii, Tokyo, Costa Rica. And one of the things I really appreciate about the both of us is as we've gotten older, we've really started to hone that secret sauce of how we like to vacation and how we vacation well with others. Now put that on a shirt. Vacations well with others. Okay. Because you know, you cannot just go on a vacation with anybody. And there are some people you will never go on a vacation with again or talk to post-vacation again.
Girl. I mean, I'm thinking in our Rolodex, both of us have those people. We're like, oh, never again.
Oh, decline. Do not know her. Going in the phone book graveyard. So class, secure all baggage in the overhead compartment and strap yourselves in tight, because today we are taking a trip down our vacation timeline to unpack, pun intended, what made some of our dreamiest vacation successes and our floppiest experiences nightmares, though some of them were just always going to be bad no matter what.
Right.
And after we reminisce, we will each give our best tips and tricks on how to fix these trips. Try saying that 5 times fast. So let's dive in. Vacations. Let me fix it.
So, Fran, before we fully dive into the specifics of our trips together, I want to give us a bit of a soft launch and talk about vacation versus travel, because
yes.
I kind of think of them as different experiences, right? And I think people fall into different categories, right? They love one or the other, and I'm just a greedy bitch, and I don't think they have to be mutually exclusive. I just realized I kind of want both experiences wherever I travel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why I keep going back to Spain, because I get both. Now, that said, I definitely feel like I'm more of a traveler because I want an itinerary.
He wants a PDF.
Girl, didn't I send for my Spain trip? I sent multiple emails, PDFs, color-coded.
Oh, options, my God.
Hyperlinks.
I was genuinely so impressed. You know, the graphic designer in me was like, okay, give us a silhouette and a color-themed palette for the PDF.
I went to Photoshop. I said, click, 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 clack, clack. Okay.
He did a photo shoot class.
He really
he had his hat on, and he had a yellow frock. You know, it was all coordinated. I was very impressed.
But I do think travel should include an itinerary. It just requires one for me because you know, you're trying to experience the culture of a place. I'm going to go sightseeing, museum going, you know, see some performances. I want to eat some good food. So I'm definitely going to do research because I want to get the best, you know, return on my investment. I think that you are more of a vacationer, having traveled with you.
Okay, why does vacationer sound like a slur? I just feel like, ooh, the vacationers are here. Like,
that's what I think. People feel like when they see Americans in other countries, I think they go, oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, totally. Listen, it's true. I am who I am. You want an itinerary and I want a beach. Mm. And I definitely think I learned the difference between vacation and travel when we went to Spain for your 40th. Mm. Because, you know, we were definitely there to have a good time, but it was planned. And then Shamika, my best girlfriend, and I, we stayed in Madrid for 5 days after. And I mean, homegirl had me getting my steps in. We were going everywhere. And the thing is like, I love traveling. You know, I think it's great to go and experience other cultures. And the thing is that like I have such an organized and scheduled life that when I go on vacation, she wants to sit down. Okay. Yes. I work very hard at home. I want to lay down on vacation. And that's not to say that I do not want a taste of the culture. Emphasis on taste, because you know she gonna treat herself on vacation. Okay. I want a little sweet treat.
You know she does.
Do they have tres leches? And can I order seconds?
Wait a minute. We'll get to that tres leches class. Just you wait.
It is about self-care and rejuvenation for me when I am leaving my home and putting together a suitcase. You know, right. I want to relax. And one of the things that I think that you and I both do really well is we understand that self-care piece. We have both learned to prioritize vacation and travel no matter where we are in life.
It's so true. And I that's one of the things that I feel like we've taught each other. And I've had some of my best travel experiences with you, but also alone. Mm-hmm. There are these small, like, incremental challenges, a language barrier, navigating public transit, that just make me feel braver. So in a lot of ways, I feel like that growth is also self-care. I've been to London, Spain 3 times, Paris, Iceland, Mexico City, Berlin, Montreal, all by myself, which is a lot of fucking cities, I realized when we were putting this episode together. But you haven't traveled alone a ton, but when I was thinking about it, didn't you go to like Utah or Wyoming on like a solo trip somewhere in like the desert?
Yeah, I went to a resort in Arizona by myself, and it was kind of a work trip. I had just finished working on the show that never has seen the light of day at Comedy Central.
Oh, shit.
And I had gotten a script assignment. I don't know if you remember this, that I had sold a feature script, or I'd gotten hired to rewrite a feature script.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I need to just get away to try and do this. Spoiler, the movie has never come out. but I did go to Arizona and stay in this like swanky resort. And I just like wrote and swam and went to the spa. And it was really restorative. And it was truly my first time. No, I went to Paris one time by myself.
Oh, did you go for a work thing as well, right?
I went for a work thing. And know what the thing is like in hindsight, while both of those trips were good trips, they were hard. Like, I mean, I like being by myself, but all the things that you enjoyed, the language, but like, you know, trying to figure out the language and getting around, I was like, I don't like this. I don't speak French. I'm such a bougie bitch. I was like, you know, I did learn how to say parlez-vous anglais, because that helps open the door, especially in France. They want you to try and speak French.
Right, right.
But man, that trip was hard.
Parisians
was
are terrible. I mean, Parisians are really awful. I mean,
I
gotta go to another part of France. I have to go to another part of France because they say, yes, Paris is hard because of that, because it's, you know, you feel alone because nobody wants to talk to you.
Oh my God. People were, I mean, and I don't want to paint the whole place with the same brush, but I noticed that what was hard for me, because I don't speak the language, and I felt this when I went to Spain, where I was like, man, it's hard being somewhere where I don't speak the language, and I feel embarrassed to admit that I don't speak the language, and I feel like I'm a walking stereotype, like, oh my God, this dumb American who's in our country and doesn't speak the language. And it's very lonesome in that way, and I think I was not prepared for that lonesomeness. If I had been, I think it would have been different for me.
And along those same lines, I mean, do you feel comfortable traveling or vacationing alone? Because the thing I've always kind of made assumptions with female identifying people is that it's a safety issue, and that I'm sure there's some, please class, if you are a female identifying person who is like, girl, I'll travel, I don't care, let us know. but yeah, what was your experience there in terms of like feeling safe and all of that?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't feel unsafe at any point. And I like my alone time. But again, I think when I went to Paris, I was not mentally prepared for how hard that part of my trip would be. I was alone for like 4 days. And then I went out to like a really small town in the countryside for work stuff. Mm-hmm. So I knew I was like, my trip was going to have more people at some point. And I think that did make it easier. As for the safety component, look, I'm a woman that lives alone. And so I often have times where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call a car. Or actually, can you walk me to my car? Or like, let me check to see where the exits are. I'm always in that headspace. But I will say that when I have left the country, there's never been a time where I felt personally unsafe. And that's a privilege, because I know that that's not everyone's experience, especially as a Black person, right? Yeah, like,
legit.
Depending on where you're at, you like, no, I know y'all some vintage white people. I really got to be careful.
Wait, you're not like, and we've talked about this, but as I've gotten older, I've just become, as I say, scarier. Mm. And just like situations I've put myself in the past, I'm a little like, you just have more experience behind your belt and you're like, yo, something could go left, right? Mm. We talked about this on the pod before.
Real quick.
Okay. I obviously don't mind traveling alone, but as I've done it more and more, I realized the third day of my trip, after I've seen my, you know, museums, I've seen my sites, I kind of like have this overwhelming need to share it with someone.
Ooh.
And I'm remembering, you know, back to Paris, my trip to Paris. I was sitting like, you know, eating al fresco, having my glass of wine. And I had just like done everything and I just wanted someone to talk to about it, you know, and it kind of like maybe like a little lonely and sad.
Is that why you picked up that man on a bike?
Girl.
The bike rolled by and he was like, parlez-vous anglais?
No, he said,
put your kickstand up over here.
He said, where are you going? And I said, home with you, girl.
DeLon had another leg of his trip and he said, I want to be with your third leg. What? At this part of the
girl, listen, change, listen, it tectonic plates shifted on that trip. I was supposed to go back to Spain and go to London again.
You stayed with that man. Now look, to your point about scarier, that could have been a podcast. Finding DeLon, where is he at?
Wait, that's exactly my point, though. I like, you don't know this person and you're staying in their house. Mm-mm. And you're in this country by yourself, DeLon? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a risk.
But I know he was fine. I know he
Ooh,
was
he
fine.
Was so sexy.
And he had that. And did he have a Parisian musk or not?
Not a musk. Not a musk. Ew. No, he didn't have a musk. He had a jacket on. You know,
I'm talking about
down.
Pheromones. I'm talking about pheromones.
Well, there was something happening there. See, God, don't get me started. He took control. I don't know what that song is. But it was so good that when we went back to Spain, I WhatsApped him again, though. He was like, who this? New phone? Who this?
Not you having hoes in different area codes. I love that for you. So, class, back in 2014, DeLon and I took our very first friendscation together. I got us a Groupon deal that gave us a round-trip airfare and a five-night stay at an all-inclusive resort in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And it is such a benchmark for me and for our friendship, because that was the first time in our lives that we could afford to take a trip in that way. I mean, we did get it on discount. But,
right, that part.
But, you know, I love that we started doing that together and... look at how excited we are in this photo in the doc. We are so happy.
We made it. We made it.
We are jumping up in the air, class. And what's funny is that, talk about like perspective. I remember being so insecure about my body on this trip. And both of us were like, we got to get in shape. And like, we look fucking banging.
Yo, what's so crazy is like, I knew this conversation was going to come up when I put this pic in the doc. And it's just so heartbreaking. I mean, you know, maybe I should reframe it and say like, love your body as you are, because like, you know, another 10, whatever years from now, you're gonna be like, God, it worked. It was working, you know?
Yeah.
But like, we busted our asses and I'm like, how did I, and even in this picture, I remember
you're, the
like,
shoulders,
the trapezoid? With trapezoid,
they're trapezoid.
Trapeze? What's it called?
They're traps. You're traps.
Isn't it a trapezoid?
They're just called traps.
No, traps is short for something.
Yes, it
trapezius.
Is.
Trapezius. But...
I don't
trapezius,
know.
It's a muscle. Girl, the traps is trapping, okay?
Yes, they look
but
great.
I remember feeling like I felt so bad about my body, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we could do a whole episode about body image. I think that would be great to put on our list. But yeah, I remember being stressed and feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to wear this bikini and like, am I going to look okay? And like, we look great.
The stomach is flat. You look great. We look fucking amazing. We look amazing.
We look hot. We are on the sandy beach. There's water behind us. We have these giant smiles on our faces. We look like we won something.
The lottery, literally.
Literally. I actually found the email that I sent you, DeLon. This is from March 6, 2014. and says, check it out. There are tons of great travel deals on Groupon. Want to try and plan a vacation together when you're off next? It'd be great for us to focus on getting in shape. Oh my God.
I mean,
plus, Upworthy will pay for my vacation. Whoop, whoop.
I love
So we're not going to name the resort in any of these vacations that we're going to talk about because we are not trying to get sued. But also, I'm not trying to give people free promo. This is something that I've had to come to grips with as a quote unquote public person. Is I mention a brand and then suddenly everybody's buying it up. And they're getting coins and I don't get anything. So, you know, if you are a travel destination and you want Delon and I to take a free trip.
Ready.
And you want to, you know, also pay us for our time.
Ready.
We're down to do it. But we're not doing no free promo. Not in 2024.
Okay.
So the thing about this resort is it was a Groupon resort. It felt old and used. But the wild thing about it is that you could not take a bad photo there. Every single photo looked amazing.
That was just so mind-boggling to me because everything was just super dated.
Yeah.
And I remember walking up to the beach in the beach chair and I was like, yo, this is not even, this is like brown, right? No. I mean, but it's outside, but the rooms were like a motel room. There was no air conditioning.
Conditioning in Mexico.
Come on. Do you remember there wasn't any windows in our room either?
No, I think my brain just like decided to cut that part out. I remember it being really, really hot and there being like mosquitoes in our room.
It was a mess. So I put some pictures in the doc and Fran, this is a good call. We talk about the doc a lot. Mm-hmm. And someone on Instagram, we forget who it was, asked, mm-hmm. What is the doc? When we talk about the doc, it's literally a Google doc that Fran and I put together to outline the episode. As Fran has said multiple times, there's a lot of research that goes into this. There's a lot of writing that goes into this. So we're literally just scrolling through the doc.
Yeah. It's funny because when I shared this on Instagram, if you're not following us on Instagram, get your life together at FixItPod. But people were really shocked that so much of our show is scripted and that we're actually reading. I mean, granted, we definitely improvise and that's the fun of our show. But
right.
A lot of planning goes into these episodes. And there is, in fact, a Google Doc in front of us while we're recording. And I am making it a point to be better about sharing photos from the doc on Instagram because we often talk about things and then we don't share them, but we will share some photos from this vacation and all of our vacations on Instagram post episode.
Yeah, because even as I put these photos, I went literally dug through our emails because I keep all of my emails. I have like 50,000 emails.
Same.
And I just like Googled your name and Googled that time. And I went to the website and found some photos from this fucking resort. And even as you look, describe what these photos look like, because it looks like a great resort.
Oh my God. I mean, listen, these photos. And now I'm looking at them with a critical eye.
Yes.
They are too perfect, right? Mm. Like there, and like photos of a resort are supposed to look nice, but like
it's PR.
There's like a little sheen on these photos. I don't know. It looks like AI a little bit. But there's like a 3-ring pool. It's giving Olympics, you know, the 3 circles. These cabanas. Oh my God, the cabanas looked amazing.
They were so dirty.
They were so dirty. And it was like you were on a very thin piece of cardboard. They were not comfortable. And then there's like this long winding pool with like a little hut where you could go up and get like drinks and stuff. And there's lawn chairs or like, you know, chairs like in the pool, like on a little shelf almost. Mm-hmm. So you could dip your feet in the water while you're laying by the pool. And even the room, this room, now we did not have a balcony.
We did not have a balcony. I may be exaggerating, but I don't even remember a window, yo. I really don't.
It definitely was like a dungeon. It was very warm. It was way too warm in that room. But yeah, these photos look amazing. And all of our photos from that trip look incredible.
Looking at the last photo that I put in here of these massage chairs. We put the massage beds in here on purpose. So guys, Fran and I were like, ooh, let's get some massages. Let's get like a couple's massage. So Fran
and that was our first mistake. Why are we doing a couple's massage?
Well, right. That's why Mexico thinks we're in a relationship. Okay. So we could get these couples massage. And I can't remember. Did you get one before me? And then we went back.
I remember it was like the package was like the multi-hands. So like multiple people were massaging you at once, but it just felt like they were hitting you with dead fish.
It was a hot, it was a floppy hand. And you even told them, I think we both were like, you can please go harder. Like you can harder. And she was like, okay, okay. And literally just slapping my back with her hand.
No. I was and like, here's the thing. I will say that when you get a massage, and you're not going to someone that you've gone to before, cool, shout out to Jesse. They often will start light because they don't know. They don't know. And I'm sure they've dealt with tourists who are like, I can go harder. And then they get sued, you know? Sure. So yeah. I understand they always start light, but we kept asking them, you can go harder, you can go harder, you can go harder. And it was just... It was bad. Well,
and honestly, so that was, I think, probably one of the first, like, I got massages before, but because I'm such a big dude, these women were, like, just smaller. And so now, because of that experience, I swear to you, every time I go to get a massage and it's a woman that's smaller than me, I'm like, oh, this is going to be awful because of that experience. And I literally say it before, I'm like, listen.
Do you ask for a male now? Because
One place I go to regularly, I do. Okay. But I don't. Because it also feels like a little bit of like little sexist. So I try to like push back and go, hey, if I get a woman, you know, if I'm in some random place and I just got a massage, I'm like, hey, you can go hard. Yeah. Go as hard as you know, like I want you to sweat. You know?
Feel free to put your knee in my back. And they do that sometimes. They
Wait, when they step, have you had them step on your back?
No. Do not do that.
I go to this
they
place
step on
where
you?
They step on your back. They have pipes on the ceiling that they can hold on to.
That seems dangerous.
Oh, well, because it's my spine.
Not you doing Cirque du Soleil on my back.
What are you saying? A fucking ballet bar on my back.
Now, do you want to talk about Tres Leches? Because got it in here. So go ahead.
She's like, go ahead and dress.
this is the part where we got to talk about Francesca's dietary needs.
So let me preface this by saying, you know, so many parts of this resort were just like underwhelming, right? So we go there, we're for 5 days, we're there, the food's okay, you know, the food's fine. But then like by day three, we're like, I think that chicken is like the chicken from Monday. Like it was like they were just putting out the same food, nothing refreshed, whatever. And we were on the same page about that. Mm-hmm. But Fran will be like, okay, well, I'm just going to go get that Tres Leches. Tres Leches, if you don't know, guys, is like a moist cake is how I would define it. It's like a cake with like a coffee type bottom. And it's, I think it's like.
It's a three layer cake. It is there you Tres. Go. It's three milks. So honestly, I have no business. I have no business.
And we were sharing a room.
I am crying. I have absolutely no business eating one milk, let alone three. You know, my stomach was like, girl, what are you doing?
Mess.
But it's that like, so there's funny. Like a cream on the top, and then it's a cake, and Delon always drags me. Delon be like, you love a wet cake.
She loves a wet cake.
That's how I should have known. I should have been messing with men. I love a fucking wet cake.
Girl, she should have known she wanted that soft. She wanted that soft bit. Okay.
I love a wet cake. I don't know why.
Wait, I can actually picture you taking that first bite. Like, it's good. Yeah, wait, and Fran's like, you don't like this?
I think it's kind of good. Delon is like, and here's the other thing about it too, is it's ugly. It's not an attractive dessert. Usually they put like a little cherry on top, and sometimes you get it in like a little ramekin, you know, so it's like an individual thing. No, this was just a big tray of tres leches, and you had to use a big spoon. So when you put it on the plate, it just like bleh, it looks
and it's like gelatinous.
Mush. It was good. It's like, though. I loved it.
Well, and it's also like there's that Mexican dessert flan. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like flan because of the texture. And like there's a texture thing. I guess I'm a texture.
There
person,
are texture.
Like,
there are texture people that will avoid whole food groups because of texture, but not me.
No,
give it to me. Give it to me. Sloppy. Give it to me. Wet.
Sloppy and wet. Wait, the other thing I wanted to talk about is us being offered cocaine
everywhere we went. People were trying to offer us drugs.
Cocaine.
It was so racist, and maybe they were offering it to everyone, but it did feel like we were being targeted.
Well, and do you remember all of those? This is a tangent, but all of those Americans who were dying in Dominican Republic. This is like before 2020, because they were doing drugs. Yeah, nobody said anything, but they were buying street drugs.
Yeah, and that's don't how they do died. That. Do not do that. There was also us walking because we did leave the resort, which we'll talk about when we talk about a few other vacations. But leaving the resort is when it really set in that we were at a Groupon resort, because you see the other places and you're like, oh, shit, we fucked up.
Yeah, we walk by and they have like, you know, the curtains are flying through the wind and everyone's sitting al fresco. And
the name of the resort is outside and it's like big and sparkly.
Bright.
And it just looks all bright and cool. And ours was like, wah, wah, wah.
It's so true. We also got matching tattoos there, which yes. I really like. You know what I wanted to talk about? I remember when I was like, we should get tattoos. And I never told you this. I was so surprised when you were like, okay. The way you responded, I was like, oh, wow. I thought it would be like convincing you. But like, it just warmed my heart that you were like, okay, let's do it.
It's really funny that you say that, because in hindsight, I did have two really small tattoos, and it is genuinely so stereotypical to get a tattoo on vacation.
I know.
But I was excited. Do you remember that there... Okay, so here's the thing. If you decide to get a tattoo on vacation, my advice is to go small. Get something simple.
Yes.
You know, don't go nuts with a new artist. Do you remember there was a lady that got like a dog? Her dead dog tattooed on her, and it was a big fucking tattoo. And it
wasn't cute.
It was so bad. It was giving, like, you know how like when you order something online from like a Facebook ad and
from
then you get it
Temu
and you're like,
or whatever.
From Temu or from Shein or one of those Wish.
Oh.
You get it and you're like, and you take it out of the box and it's like, wah, wah, wah. Like as you take it out, that's what this woman's tattoo looked like. You're like,
it was, and then we were like, did we make a mistake?
Yeah, but we just got an infinity symbol.
Yeah,
we were like,
right.
You know, forever, forever, ever, forever,
that's
ever.
Right.
Yeah. And so it is funny that you say that you were surprised that I had that reaction, because now I have like a big tattoo around it. I added like a bunch of flowers and stuff. But it to me, I was just like, whatever. Like, we're young. We're here. Is, you know, we picked something small and easy and it was great.
Well, and it's a great story thing, too, because I don't have many. I got two there, and I have a story around one, and then the second one, I was like, yeah, me and my best friend got this, and they're like, oh, my God. And I love my tattoos. I thought about getting more because they're so small that people don't see them.
Yes, I love a sneaky tattoo.
I've never noticed that tattoo that you have. And I mean, I've worked with people for years, and they'll go, oh, my God, you have a tattoo there?
Yeah.
So I really like that they're really small. So this trip definitely falls under the vacation label, I think. It was about relaxing, but, you know, as someone who travels, I wanted to do more at the resort. I wanted there to be like, this is my fix, right? I just think there should be games. Why didn't they have us like, you know, we made fast friends on the beach with those two girls, which was lovely. Mm-hmm. But like, I wanted them to like set up a volleyball net for us. Where was the live music? Where was the dance beach party? I want some hype men, you know, being like, like getting us going, because it was very like just like be there, you know, and I wanted to like do more.
Yeah, no, that's totally valid. And they didn't have like a spa, like they had those girls doing the massage, but they didn't have like a spa moment. And in hindsight, that's something that I love about going on vacation, is doing lots of restorative stuff. So that would have been nice. My fix is more of a fix for the audience. Remember that a discounted vacation is going to be a discounted experience.
Ooh.
If you are getting something for a lesser price, and again, there's nothing wrong with bargain shopping. I am a budget bouge bitch. I love to save my money. But then you have to like measure your expectations.
Right.
Granted, it would have been nice to have air conditioning. Like, I don't think that that's a big thing to ask for. But like the food, for example, and like the chairs and the tablecloths, and even just like the building itself was kind of old.
Sad.
But those are things that you have to keep in mind, because if a resort is offering a significant discount, because we got, remember, our flights were included.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it. They need to get bodies into the establishment. And so I think if I had gone into it with the expectation of, this isn't going to be amazing, but I'm there with my best friend and I'm there to have fun,
right,
I wouldn't have been as disappointed by the accommodations.
I hear you. I hear you on that one wholeheartedly. And I think, again, this was my our first vacation together, but also mm-hmm. I'm going to do a resort and inclusive. Like, it was, I put a lot of pressure on it. And then going forward, I was like, don't do an all-inclusive. That was my takeaway. I was like, all-inclusives are great.
Really?
But then, we'll get to that one, right?
That changed real quick.
Listen, stay with Francesca, yo. She'll show you the way, okay? So our next vacation together, I didn't realize doing the research for the episode, friend, that it would be another 8 years before we took another vacation together.
Eight
Is that crazy?
Years?
Yes.
Wow. That surprises me because it didn't feel like 8 years.
It didn't because we visited each other. You know,
we talked to each other all of the time.
You know what I mean? So our next friendcation together was also in Mexico. In 2022, we went to Puerto Escondido in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Now, listen.
It breaks my little heart.
You know me so fucking well. We have to talk about this Airbnb because it was beautiful. It was
stunning.
It was so cool. It was like all stone and there was a pool in the middle.
In the living room.
A big cutout in the ceiling so that you could see up into the night sky. You could watch the sunset. But this place was a fucking death trap. It was all stone and there was like a staircase with no banister on the side. Well, it looks like there's a banister, but like there's no enclosure on the stairs. So you could literally slip and fall right down the middle of them.
Yeah.
There was no couch. Like everything was hard and stone and cold. And I just wanted to put my feet up. And I was like, there's stools. There's no back on the stool. Like,
well, this is such a great, this vacation is where I learned that you're how you want to vacation, how you want to, mm-hmm. how you want to trip. Because I did not even clock any of this until I think three days in or something. You're mm-hmm. like, yo, there's nowhere to sit down. Like, where's the couch at? And I mean, the apartment was it was definitely open air. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you had actual fabric, rain or humidity or something might ruin it. Mm-hmm. But they have a hammock and then lawn chairs. They didn't have anywhere to sit down and watch a movie if you want.
No, right? And also because it was all stone, thank God I was okay, but I slipped and busted my ass.
You really did.
I busted my ass and I was like, yo, this could have been so bad. I was like, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Like, no children allowed. Your baby will die.
Well, and it was really set up for either a couple or two couples traveling together.
Would not put two couples in this place.
You wouldn't put two couples in there?
I don't know. I feel like the thing is it was so beautiful, but it was small. Like, y'all would be on top of each other. Like, the living space was not very big. I feel like if four people were in there, it would be very cramped.
Really? I think I do think four people could be in there. I mean, because there were two big bedrooms with two separate bathrooms, right? Mm-hmm. You have to like those four people. Like, you really need to like them.
Yes, exactly. You will absolutely be on top of each other in a space like this. And this is a perfect example of just thinking about, in terms of a fix, what kind of vacation you want to have. Because mm-hmm. this is a very beautiful spot. I surprised DeLon with a photographer on this trip.
It was amazing.
It was great. We took these great photos that, again, look like we're fucking married because I'm on DeLon's back laughing.
Wait, this one with her on my back because the photographer was like, yeah, hop on his back. Fran is like, I wish you could see her face. Maybe we'll try to post it on Instagram. Fran's like, help me! smiling. She's like, what is happening?
No, I look terrified. I was so worried about getting up there. We're also wearing all white. Why did we decide? And then there's all of these. The photos are hilarious. The photographer was incredible. We will tag him when we post these photos. But he had us doing all of these poses that felt like engagement photos. I'm leaning my head on DeLon's back lovingly. It looks like we're in a Lifetime movie where DeLon has cheated on me and I took him back anyway.
Well, yeah, there, at one point I'm like in the sand, like not knowing what to do. And I'm just kind of sitting there like, it was just so awkward. I couldn't pose by myself very well, and he wasn't—he didn't know what to tell me to do. But Fran's photos, though.
Oh, I look—I'm giving sex pot.
She's in the jungle. She's in the grass. She's giving all. And what I appreciate about it, Fran, was like, did not care who saw. She was like, "No, I'm doing a thing."
Oh,
you're welcome.
People were walking by us as we were taking photos, and they were taking pictures of us. Right. They were like, "Who is that?" I was really feeling myself. You know what I mean? I'm newly divorced. The titties were tittying. I don't know what happened, but the boobs came in, and I'm wearing this like white bustier bra top and this long flowy skirt. I mean, the photos are gorgeous. We look great. And I think that this is a recommendation that I will make to everyone from here to the end of time. Get a photographer when you go on vacation.
It's so smart.
You don't need to be an influencer, because the girlies were dragging me on Facebook. Well, if your vacation's content. No, if you are with your family and you don't want to hand your phone to a random tourist, go on Instagram, hashtag photographer, and wherever it is that you're going. Shout out to Onika Raymond. She's the one that taught me this trip. And DM a few photographers, especially if you're going for like an anniversary or a friend's birthday or something like that. A professional who knows how to light you and shoot you. Make sure there are Black people in their portfolio. Yes. Make sure they know how to get the skin right. But yeah, it was such a great thing to look back on. And these photos are adorable.
Yeah. I mean, I love that we can always go back to them, you know, for not only for uses for the podcast, but like I was in doing this, I was like, oh man, these are such great memories. Like really, really great memories, you know?
Do you have any fixes for this trip?
I do. So we drove. We had to, because we got an Airbnb. We actually had to drive to Puerto Escondido from wherever we flew in. I can't remember the city we flew
into. Yeah, I think we had like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah. And it wasn't the worst. It was nice to have a car if we needed it.
And you drove the whole time, which I really appreciated. You volunteered. You were like, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, it was totally fine. But I like don't want that burden. You know, I want to like,
there was no Uber where we were at.
And there were taxis around, but like, I would choose, because we were not far from like the main strip. Mm-hmm. So I would choose to like not have a car, because that was a little bit of a hassle. But we had air conditioning, which is cute. The main fix I think I have for this is this trip was where I realized like, the ways in which we travel differently or we vacation differently. And because we have like a fucking long ass relationship, it was like, you could do your own thing. I could do my own thing when we needed to. And there was no need for a discussion about it. Right.
Yeah. We had lots of times where we were like reading and not talking to each other.
Yeah. So just like, that's my fix. Just like, you know who you're traveling with and be either willing to ask for what you need and say, hey, I need some alone time. I'm going to take a walk, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's such a truncated time, you feel like you have to spend all of the time together. You really don't. We both like our alone time. I recharge by being the only person breathing in the room sometimes. So that would be my fix for it too.
Yeah. I would also shout out, this was the first time that you and I ever really had friction. And I genuinely remember a little bit of what it was about. I think it was about like where we wanted to eat or something like that. And I was really proud of us, because while it was like a pain point and like we definitely both did not see the situation the same, and like we kind of needed some time away from each other, and we were kind of giving each other the silent treatment for a second, when we finally had the conversation, it was such a healing moment for both of us, because we were able to say, your friendship is so important to me, and I never want anything to come in between us. And especially if it's not something stupid, like, where are we going to eat? And I was so proud of you for advocating for yourself and saying, look, I'm not always good at saying what I need. And so this is a moment where I need to eat this thing, and that's what I fucking want to eat. And that's why I'm putting my foot down on this. And it was an eye-opening moment for me, where I was like, that's true. I always say to you, Delon, you got to speak up for yourself. You got to say what you want. And now you're doing it. And I'm like, no, I want this.
Right.
And so it was an eye-opening moment for me, because I was like, yeah, this is not personal, right? And like, who knows what you might encounter when you go on a vacation? Like, sometimes you're going to see things differently. And I will say, we both have substances on our body when this happens.
We did.
So that was also part of it. We were a little tipsy.
Yes.
But to our credit, this was the first time we'd ever had any real friction.
Right.
And we just squashed it. And we were like, you know what? It took us a minute to get through it. And so my reminder to folks is, especially if you're going on vacation with a loved one or a partner or friends, keep in mind that there might come a time where y'all get on each other's nerves just because you are sharing space, and especially if there are substances involved. And make a plan for how you are going to deal with conflict.
Right.
Let's talk about it. Don't be talking about behind each other's backs. Don't go texting a friend so that you can talk shit. Say to the person, hey, I want us to have a great vacation. Can we just talk about this so that we can get it out of the way and go back to having fun? Because the last thing that you want to do is have a beautiful trip that you spent money and time on
right.
to turn into a nightmare situation for you and the people you're traveling with.
Well, and I would add too, right? It's that just strengthens relationships, mm-hmm. right? Like that happened for us. My sister, who's a therapist, has this phrase about rupture and repair. Like most relationships, there's a rupture and you figure out how to repair it. And hopefully that just becomes quicker over time. And that's what we did. It was a slight rupture. And we were like, no, because we're allowed to be mad at each other. Yeah. You know, you're allowed to, someone's allowed to get on your nerves and you still love them and you still can whatever. So that rupture and repair was just, to me, was a testament to the strength of our relationship.
Yeah.
And also who we are as a people, who we are as people. So I would put wind behind what you said about other people being willing to have those conversations with people that you're on vacation with, and or don't go on vacation with those people. If you can't repair, they're not your people.
Well, and if you can't repair, because I know some people have this where they say, oh, I've had problems with this person and I can't bring it up to them because they're going to do A, B, and C, or I know how they act in these situations, which I try to discourage people from, as you and I say, knitting a sweater, like mm-hmm. deciding what's going to happen before it happens. But if you are in relationship with somebody where you cannot be honest with them, then I would argue that's not somebody that you need to stay in community with.
Right.
My other fix for based on this trip is avoid Airbnbs that don't have couches, closets, or storage space. I'm sorry. She was so mad about the kitchen. She was like,
there's no cabinets. You can't put anything nowhere.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, listen, this also depends on what kind of vacation you want, right? Because if you are vacationing and you are prepared to eat out for every meal, then it doesn't matter if there's no storage space in the kitchen. But for us, Delon and I committed, again, this is advice for y'all. We said we didn't want to eat every meal out. We went to the grocery store and we got food so that we could eat breakfast and lunch at home, and then we would eat out for dinner. Well, here we are in a space that has no pantry. So all of our snacks had to sit on the island.
Right.
And there was just no place to put them.
Open air, so like there are bugs and everything.
Exactly. Right. You got a box of cookies and there's going to be bugs in the cookies because there's no place to put them. You know, like this is something to think about. And especially like the closet thing, right? The rooms were so beautiful, but there was no place to hang your clothes up. There was like a peg in the wall that you could put two pieces of clothes on. There was no dresser. And again, some people are okay with being out of their suitcase for the vacation. But for me, I want to put my stuff in a drawer.
No, she brought looks. She brought looks. And she needed to iron. She needed to steam. Okay.
Exactly. I want to have my stuff put away and easily accessible. I don't want to be digging in my suitcase every single time I need to put a look together.
Yeah.
So that is something that I think about going forward based on this trip.
Yeah. And last thing I'll say about this trip, I did not do a bunch of research for this trip because mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be very vacationing, like, you know, relaxing. And then it was vacationing and relaxing. But then we went out and we discovered like so much more this town had to offer. And Oaxaca is like, you know, the food capital of Mexico, that state. Yo, we did not have any bad food while
we went on a food tour and the food was bomb at every spot.
Banging. So I would have now, I think the thing that I took away from that trip, even if you do plan on having a vacation, do a little bit of research mm-hmm. to see what's around, because you never know what you might find that you might enjoy. And now going back, if and when I go back to Oaxaca, I'm going to be like, where is the food? Where?
Yeah, I highly recommend doing a food tour. And we just found that one on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
Shout out to TripAdvisor. This is not sponsored, but I have used them a number of times when vacationing to find spots. And I really trust the reviews there.
Me too.
And also, if you remember when my ex and I won that trip to Morocco, it was through TripAdvisor.
Oh,
and
it
we
was.
Had an amazing time. The food was incredible. The lodgings were incredible. And every place we went to was like a TripAdvisor approved spot. So shout out to them, because you definitely will learn a lot about the places you're visiting from people who have visited there, not from biased people who are being paid to review things favorably. Next up, we went to Spain for Dahlan's 40th birthday. Now, as you maybe heard us talk about this on the pod a number of times, 2023 was a huge banner year for both of us because we did turn the big 4-0. And Dahlan basically planned a destination wedding in Spain to celebrate his birthday. There was a PDF.
Yo.
And it had links in it. There were times that were mandatory dinners,
yes,
and such. And then there were also free times scheduled in with a list of sightseeing and things that Dahlan recommended. I mean, it was so well put together. Dahlan, didn't you get a travel agent to help you plan this trip?
Yeah, my friend Nathan Hancock is, it's Roboto, I think is his company. Mm-hmm. He switched companies. He has his own company, Roboto, and we'll link it in the show notes because he's an amazing travel agent and really helped me a bunch. But it was overwhelming. You know, I was, yeah, like you said, it was a small wedding.
And how many people were at the soiree?
16 people came. I have really good friends. I invited
really, like, emphasis on the really good friends.
I really do. Like, I invited 30 people because it's a wedding, and 16 people were able to come, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my friend Brian, because I was like, this is overwhelming. I hired my friend Nathan, and they both were like, hey, if people are coming, they're planning their own vacation, right?
Yeah.
So just say, hey, here is where you need to be, one thing every day. And let them do their own thing, which was so smart because everyone felt like, you know, like they weren't being bussed around and hustled, yeah, around, you know. But I also was like, I'm paying for certain things, so you need to show on time, you know, because there, mm-hmm, are some people were still late. You know who you are.
Not me.
I know you weren't, girl. You were early. Girl, you were early. The reason I did this, and this is, I think, a little bit of some advice, is that, like, I have such a hard time celebrating myself, right? But this was an exercise in really celebrating myself and asking the people that I know love me to also come and celebrate with me, right? I also love Barcelona. I love, mm-hmm, Spain so much. You know, girl, you know I love some Spain. So I also wanted to share
After talking
with
about
them.
It for his whole goddamn life, I was
wait
so proud of him for finally getting
wait,
there.
Wait. So when Fran and I, listen, class. So when Fran and I went to Mexico in 2014, that was the same year when I turned 30, and I went to Spain that year. But leading up to it, I was so excited about it. I was like, I'm going to Spain. I kept talking to her. I'm going to Spain.
Yeah, and I think you're downplaying. It was like a solid 2 years that Dahlan was like, someday I'm going to go to Spain. When I'm in Spain, it's about to be like this. I can't wait to get to. I was like, nigga, if you don't go to fucking Spain, go.
Like, and then one time I was like, did I tell you I'm going to Spain? She said, yes, you have told me our whole fucking
I friendship. Wish you would stop talking and go.
So it was just such a great opportunity to share that with everyone. And again, I love Spain. Spain is not sponsoring this podcast.
No, I wish they were,
right? Because you get beach, but you also get travel, right? Mm-hmm. I go to this town called Sitges, which is like a beach town. But you can also, like, you went to Madrid, right? You get to go to Madrid and, like, see all the sites, see the museums. And Barcelona is, like, also a beach, but also a lot of, like, the Picasso Museum and all of the monuments and that nightlife. Okay, wait a minute. Because, yo, there were times where we didn't come home while you were in bed.
I went to bed. And you know what? To my credit, and this is a perfect example, again, of vacation versus travel, because you're right. You do get both in Spain. I went to Madrid for, like, the second part of the trip. So we were all together in Barcelona. But we did not go to a beach town. And I, in hindsight, I really wish we had gone to a beach town, because that's the trip that I wanted. I was like, in the midst of the strike, I've been getting those steps in here on the picket lines. And then I went to Spain and I was like, I just want to sit down. And it was like, we got to walk up this hill if we're going to get to the next restaurant, you know? But I did have a really great time. And again, I think to your point about vacationing versus traveling, Spain is a place you need to plan. You can't just like fly by the seat of your pants. You need reservations. You need to buy tickets for things. You need to know how far away one thing is. Everything is spread out. They're not on top of each other. So, you know, again, shout out to Shamika, because girl had me getting the heart rate up. She'd be like, well, it's only a 40-minute walk. And I'm like, a 40-minute walk?
Well, also, like, you live in LA, and so, like, to me, I'm like, okay, right? Because in New York, I walk
I used to live in New York. I know.
See, remember when she said she wasn't claiming New York? Remember when she said she...
I was there for 11 years. The fuck? Not about to not claim New York. I was walking all over the city.
You were stomping. You were stomping.
But again, it's the difference between, and this is the fix, right? It's the difference between knowing what you're getting into, and for me... You know, I went on that trip and I said, I'm going to do this differently. I'm just going to go with the flow, because I am so type A. I decided that I wasn't going to plan. And then I got there and I was like, oh, shit, I should have planned. And Sham and I had a whole different vacation post your birthday. And to circle back to your previous fix, know who you're vacationing with. Yes. I love Shamika, but Shamika wants to sit in the coffee shop and write in her journal and look out the window. And I'm like, I could do that at home. Like, I don't. That's not what I'm here for. You know what I mean? Like, she wants to do yoga in the park. And I'm like, why? We could do yoga at home.
At home, right. I want to see some shit.
And she did get me to go to a pole dancing class. Oh. And she has never gotten me to go to a pole dancing class in the United States. So I don't know what the fuck I was on taking a pole dancing class in Spanish. But I went and I had a great time. It was It was really hard and it was really challenging, because like you're wearing like little short shorts and you have to be all like sensual and like rolling your hips and shit. And you know me, I don't do sexy like
that. Listen, she's graduated. Prudy has, we call this
the
version
death of Prudy.
Fran.
Prudy the is, don't know her. I was having my fun time, but also like Sham was kind of on her like eat, pray, love moment. So she wanted to have alone time. And again, I don't speak Spanish. So I was like, oh man, like there were times where she was like, okay, I'm going to go take a yoga class. I'll be back at this time. And I was like, okay. So I was like roaming the streets of Madrid by myself and like window shopping. And I still had a great time, but it was and we had to talk about it. Again, this is like the adult friendship shit where I was like, hey, I would have liked to have known that you needed alone time on this trip before we took this trip. Because if that was the case, maybe I would have been the only girl at Siches with you guys. You know what I mean? Right. I was like, maybe I would have done something differently. But again, it's just you live and you learn. Sorry, I love that
But
song.
I also want to point out that like, that's the incremental challenge that I talk about when I travel alone a lot, mm-hmm. where I go, oh God, I'm feeling uncomfortable, or I need to surmount this challenge taking a fucking polo dancing class when you normally wouldn't do it, right? Or like I took a cooking class one time in Spanish in Barcelona, and I was like, listen, the Spanish wasn't that great then, and I was like, oh, but like it's that small stuff that I go, oh God. But the takeaway is, oh, you've learned something now. Not that everything has to be a lesson, but you know, a lot of things at our age tend to be lessons. But the other thing I'll say is like, if you're able to, I know that not everybody is able to do these types of trips, right? We are very fortunate. We've worked hard to be able to do them. But like, if and when you are able to do them, I think like soar. And I wanted to say run to them, because they do help your growth, you know? They help you discover what you like and what you don't like. How, like you said at the top, how you want to travel and how you don't want to travel, who you can travel with and who you can't. And I think they're just life enriching things, you know? There's so many people who don't have passports even, you know?
Yeah. And I will also add that, like, we are talking about international travel, but you can definitely travel within your home state, within your home country. There is so much of the United States that I've never explored. And I know there's lots to see, do, experience, and eat.
It's a massive country, right?
Absolutely. And so the other thing that I would add about vacationing or travel, it's really nice to have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the calendar. Book the time, again, even if you're not able to physically leave where you're at, to just say, I'm taking a week off from the world on this date, it will get you through. Because when some bullshit is going down in your life, you will be like, how many days? Put it up on the fridge. You know, I will give myself a little
countdown. How many sleeps?
How many sleeps? Drag
Ready?
Me. Count the sleeps.
Count the sleeps.
I'm like a toddler in this bitch. 10 sleeps and I'm out of here. Because people will test your patience, and knowing that you can put this aside and think about you on a beach or you sleeping in, you know, a big comfy bed with specialty pillows and a little lavender spray, you know, whatever it is that gets you in the mindset of this is a restorative moment for myself. It is so helpful to get you through those difficult times and people and moments in your life. You deserve a fucking break.
And also therein, just to counteract that, like, because that's a lot of pressure on that 1 week you got off, right?
Fair,
that's a lot
fair.
Of pressure. So also just managing your expectations and being like you were, I think, very much. Well, I think being adaptable, right? In Spain, it sounds like you were like, okay, this is not, I should have done this. I should have done that. This is that. But you also like were bad, malleable. And we're like, okay, I'm going to go with the flow. And you got to stretch yourself a little bit. So managing expectations, I think, is huge. And I think I'm planning another wedding for myself when I turn 50, because it was really nice. It was a really nice trip.
Oh, my God. I think that's great. I think it's so smart. When I shared that we had gone to Spain for your 40th, I had lots of people saying, I've never thrown a party for myself. I should do that.
I hadn't either. I had never thrown a big party for myself.
Yeah. And I will also add, because I did get a lot of messages from people that were like, I don't even know if I would have that many friends to invite to a party or something like that. That's okay.
That's
go
totally
by
okay.
your damn self.
Talk about it.
Or this is a perfect segue into our next trip. For my 40th, we went to Cancun, and I said, Delon, if your birthday was the wedding, my birthday is the honeymoon. It's just going to be me and you. I don't need lots of people. I don't need activations and all these other things. I just want to lay by the pool or on the beach with a fruity drink, and I want to go to the spa and get massages.
Yes.
And that's all I want to do.
And listen, we went to Cancun on this all-inclusive resort, and it was like the bookend of our resort journeys because that, like we said, that first one left much to be desired, but Fran really understood the assignment with this one. She opted for this all-inclusive resort, and everything was taken care of. Like, everything was, like, concierge, to the point where I was like, you know, I live in New York, so people are like, come up to you, they're like, can I take that, sir? I'm like, no, what do you want from me?
Oh, yeah. Now, at first, we were like, this is annoying. By the end, we were like, Julio, can you pick this up?
There was butler service. Guys, I've never had there was butler service, and he was like, Mr. Grant, do you need anything? How's your night going? And I was like, oh, God. There was turn down service. The first time I experienced turn down service, this is bougie, was in Spain. But they put the little chocolate on the pillar, and they close the curtains, and they pulled down the blanket.
And the little towel was shaped like a duck when you got in the room.
And they had a little note on there, some like little proverb to tell you how good your life is. I was about it.
Not a proverb. On my birthday, I came back to my room, and there was a chocolate pinata hanging. That you were supposed to hit the pinata and stuff came out of it. My TV had Happy Birthday for Jessica Ramsey on it with like, like playing and like fireworks and shit. I was like, yo, this is incredible. It was so wonderful.
So worth it.
The food was so good. And I found this resort on TikTok. Now,
right.
This is a fix or a piece of advice for anybody looking for resorts or vacation destinations.
What I did is I was looking for all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, and I found someone who is not an influencer that had done a review. And I think that that is important, because oftentimes influencers are not giving you the true story because they're being paid to tell you about an experience. So of course they're getting the five-star treatment, because the resort or the restaurant or wherever is invested in them having a good time.
Right.
Versus, I found a couple who had gone to this resort for their honeymoon and was going back for their vacation. So for me, I was like, that sounds good, because they already went here and they loved it. And they were like, let's go back. And this resort had two different multiple locations, and they had gone to one location for one trip. And the second location was where you and I went. And they were like, this was the better location, better food, beach access. The other one, there was like a rocky shoreline, so you couldn't go into the water. And so I was like, okay. And I watched a number of their videos there, and they had a great time. And again, this person did not have hundreds of thousands of followers. I think they maybe had like 1,000 followers. The videos didn't have a ton of views. And to me, I could tell that they were giving me an authentic and honest review of the experience, and that spoke volumes for me. That's the reason, again, I shout out TripAdvisor, because it's not people who are career travelers, regular ass people giving you reviews.
Yeah, and I think I'll second that, because the service that we got at the resort really is a testament to probably why these people went back, because I just felt so taken care of. This was at 5 restaurants, 3 pools, anything you needed, 24-hour, room service. Like, it was really worth all of the entire trip. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that I would have switched around was the entertainment.
The magician.
Talk about that magic show. There was this magician who was so tired. He was so lazy.
Sir, do you want to be here?
Do you want
to
be here? Well,
do you have somewhere else to be?
Well, and I'll say the magic was great. Listen, I was in awe. I couldn't believe he pulled that card out. I had written something on it, and it was the card. He found the card.
The tricks were good. You know what the problem was that there was so much lead up. He was telling you personal stories and all this. By the time the trick happened, I was like, now what was my number? I don't remember.
Literally. But I would gladly go back there. And I mean, the other thing is, I have switched. I've come back to the all-inclusive train. Mm-hmm. From Playa del Carmen, I was like, nah, I ain't doing that shit. But
this was a vibe.
This is the way to go.
Honestly, when we sat down for dinner, to leave the dinner table and not pay a bill, I thought I was stealing. I was like, I can go now? This is
it? I never got over that. I literally never got over that.
Do you have any fixes for this trip?
The fixes that I would have for this trip is that, I guess similar to the other all-inclusive, I just wish there was like more stuff to do, right? So like you and I, toward the on our last day, we met a couple other people, and we were like engaging with them. And I mean, it's not about meeting other people, it's just you and I spending time together for your birthday. But I just wanted like a little bit more of an activity. Like, is there a game we can play, or you know what I mean? Because there was checkers and chess and stuff like that. But I wanted like, they did have like classes to take in the morning.
Well, they did have volleyball on the beach, but someone came by and asked us if we wanted to play volleyball, and we definitely said no.
We had just got down there though, girl. I mean, other than that, I had a really great time. I went to the Coco Bongo for your birthday. You got a little sick, so you couldn't go, which was fun.
My God. Food poisoning on my actual birthday. I said that it was a metaphor, because I was expelling 2023 from my body.
Literally and figuratively. Do you have fixes?
My only fix, it's very, very small. And I think this is a personal fix, like something that I would do differently next time. I wish our rooms had been next to each other. Uh-huh. I would have loved if we could have, again, have our own beds, have our own spaces. But you know, sometimes you go to resorts or hotels and they have a door adjoining
a linked
the
door,
rooms.
Yeah.
Like, I would have loved, for example, if we're getting ready for dinner, we could have had a drink beforehand, and we could have been able to get ready in our rooms, and we could have played music and stuff like that. And that kind of goes back to our round robin episode, where I said like there needs to be a new category for platonic friendships, because I would have loved if I could have just checked a box and they say, okay, we're going to put you two together. You know, like that would have been really nice. But other than that, it was truly the best vacation experience I've had in recent memory. And I do think that that is a testament to the fact that I did so much research.
Yeah.
So for those of y'all that are planning a vacation, do not skimp out on doing the legwork, reading those reviews, and a variety of reviews so that you don't just get one narrow perspective. Again, we also hired a photographer for this yes. trip for my birthday. And you've seen the photos, folks. They're beautiful. We look great. We're glowing. And shout out to you and I for not looking married in those photos. We weren't wearing white.
We tried real hard for this.
Tried.
He was like, why don't we do this? And we're like, no, we're not doing that. We can't look married. We cannot look married.
Yeah.
We've got those photos in the bag.
We look great. And we also color coordinated our outfits, which again, shout out to us because we're glowing. The colors are giving vacation moment.
But it's also like the, I also just love that we're looking at the photos right now. We're walking on the beach laughing beautifully. Mm-hmm. We're also like, the skin is so chocolatey.
We and look the background so is tan. So,
we really got tanned. But the background is so light. It just is like, it's giving me Caribbean. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, we look great.
One of the other things that I wanted to ask you, Fran, is I've never been on a cruise, and just like highlights, are there a couple, like you've been on several of them, is there anything you would change about a cruise?
I've been on two cruises. I gotta be honest, I will never go on a cruise again.
Oh God, why?
You know, honestly, it wasn't so much of the cruise and like, please forgive me, class, safe space. It was more of the people.
Oh.
The clientele was given people that have never been anywhere before. You know uh-huh. what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. you're in line at the buffet and folks is about to knock you over to try and get to the food. I mean, and this is on both cruises that I've been on, and I went on two different ones, and I went on one to Alaska. Lerna, why do we go on a cruise Ooh. To Alaska? I don't know, but we went, and then one to the Caribbean, and people were getting sloppy drunk. I mean, it just was
all inclusive as well.
It was all inclusive, and it was just again like, no shade to those experiences. I know people that have had a really good time, but that was just not the kind of trip I was having. One, right. I was with my family for one trip. The other trip, I was with my ex-husband. But I mean, they were not going to back. People were getting sloppy. And that was not my vibe. And then also, even though it's all inclusive, it did feel like they were trying to upsell you a lot. Because when you stop in the destinations, they're like, do you want to ride dirt bikes? Do you want to do these things? And so like, if you don't do those things, it's kind of boring. You don't have a lot of time. They stop in the spot and they're like, we're going to be here for 2 hours, 3 hours. You can do these excursions or you can go off on your own. And it's like, if you don't have a plan in place, there's not enough time and you don't want to get left behind. They will leave you.
That is exactly where my mind went. Mm-hmm. Did you see that video of those people being left?
Oh, I sent it to you and the girl was like,
You sent it to me. You always send me shit. Yo, they were wailing about like watching the boat take off.
Listen, that is one
crazy
time. And y'all, my friends make fun of me because if one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to be a preemie baby and be show up early. But that is one time you do not want to cut it close.
No.
Do not fly into port the day of your flight, of your trip. Fly in the night before because there's always bound to be delays
something
or weather or whatever.
I promise you.
Especially if you're traveling in the winter, give yourself a buffer. God forbid something happens with your flight. But people are like, oh, I fly in at 9 a.m. on Monday and the cruise leaves at 12 p.m.
Yo, that's too cool for school, man.
That is cutting it way too close. And by that same token, if you are in town for the cruise, show up 30 to 40 minutes early so that you can make sure you have all your documents in place. You can get your parking pass. Like, there's just so many little things that can go wrong. And the boat will not wait for you. They're not going to wait for you. They will leave.
And somebody, I can't remember who told me this, but somebody who worked on the cruises, my friend Broderick, he was telling me that in every cruise, somebody gets left at port.
Oh, always.
Every cruise.
And
because people don't come back on time.
I met somebody who got left in one of the stops.
So that's not what I mean. Even, yeah.
Yeah, get left at the stop. And then you are responsible for getting
yourself back,
getting your stuff off of the boat.
Crazy.
I mean, it's just a nightmare. And so, again, I had a good time on both cruises, but it's just not something I would do again. It feels like you're in a dormitory situation. Yeah. Everybody's on top of each other. And when you go to dinner, they pair you up with like random people at dinner. Like there's like a special dress up sit down dinner where they're like, you're at this table. And then you end up with like a random couple that you don't want to talk to. And you're just
excruciating.
Like,
excruciating.
Yeah, exactly. And to circle back.
I'm not
back,
drunk enough for this.
No. And to circle back to when we went to the all-inclusive for my birthday, I will say that I liked that people weren't trying to get to know each other. I was like, yeah. I am not here to talk to a stranger. I'm here for my birthday. Either I'm by my lonesome reading a book or talking to my friend. I'm not playing 20 questions with a stranger. If we end up talking and like sharing a laugh or whatever, cool. But I'm not, what do you do? Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to do any of that.
I'll also say this. This is more of a, not a fix, necessarily, but like an observation. It was a little, the clientele was older. Like, we were the youngest people there at 40.
Yes.
Right? So, I will say, like, I didn't want to talk to those people. No. I didn't want to talk to any of them. But if the people were younger and, like, I think we probably would have engaged more.
Yeah, and maybe, like, maybe that would be my fix.
There were a lot
fix.
Of couples, too.
Yeah, there were a lot of couples there. It was an older clientele. It was not a very diverse population.
Right, we were
we could count on one hand how many Black people were there.
Right.
So I would say that's something I would look for in the future, is a more diverse, more youthful clientele. And the couple that I saw, to my credit, on TikTok, they were a Black couple and they were young. So again, I wasn't looking to socialize, but if you are hoping to go to the resort and, you know, I will say when we went to the dance party, we brought the party.
Yo, hit
we
it.
We started
split
the party.
It.
I mean, what? There's nothing new about that.
Okay.
Delon and Francesca are always going to dance. But if that's what the experience that you are looking for, you should definitely take a look on Instagram, see people that have tagged the resort, and take a look at the clientele and see, are these people that you would want to party with? Maybe not.
Right.
Now that we've reflected on our vacation and traveling experiences and we've offered how we are going to fix it, it is time for everyone's very favorite segment, the glow up. But before we get into that, let's take a quick break.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are back. Delon, do you want to go first with your glow up?
Yeah. So I'm currently working in Boston, like I said at the top of the episode, and I'm giving it up to winter snow because she's back with a vengeance. Climate change, what? I will say the reason I bring that up is because I live in New York and we haven't had like snow in the last few years, I'd say last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for Boston. I'm talking to Boston people and it's been snowing up there. And Boston is known for snow. Like, I lived up there for grad school and a few years after. But it is snowing. I came home for my days off and I gotta go back with sweaters and fucking boots and stuff because it is winter up there. And I grew up in northern Minnesota with a lot of snow and a lot of cold and I don't like it.
Didn't plan. This is so funny because this is related to our vacation topic. You didn't plan your outfits ahead of time because I love to plan.
Well, I'm there for like 2 months. So like it had to be like utilitarian, right? I had to
a capsule collection.
Wait, I have a capsule, but the capsule was like giving fall and it needs to give like deep winter. We're in January, February. And I was like, my looks were looks. And now I need to be like bundled, you know?
Yeah. No,
I needed to bring an extra jacket. I needed to bring like a windbreaker, like rain layer, you know, a couple of hats and long johns. Yo, I didn't bring long johns. Like,
wow.
That is something I know. I haven't used them in New York.
And you lived in Boston.
I just forgot. It's been a minute. I left in 2012. It's been a minute. So it's only been like, what was that? Almost 14 years since I've been back. Or is that right? 12.
Wow, that's so funny because so this is also related to my glow up, but also the vacations topic, is that I just came back from Sundance. I was in Utah for 8 days and it was cold.
Oh, girl, it looked cold.
It was very, very cold. And on the topic of long johns, I took my ass to Uniqlo and I bought some of that Heat Tech. This is not a sponsor.
She works.
That Heat Tech is real. You don't, and there were times that I had on a little tank top underneath and I was like, I'm fucking hot. I was sweating. Like, so I was really prepared and I wore like fleece leggings and I got Heat Tech socks for my boots and I brought different hats. And I, like, this is a new thing that I've been doing probably. I think I did it when I went to your birthday in Spain, but I might have done it before, where I take photos of all of my outfits and then I put them into a notepad and I mix and match. And I'm like making sure that I'm bringing enough things that I can wear as outfits, but I can also repeat multiple times. I have a color palette, you know, I want to look put together the whole time.
I mean, look, the looks were looking. Your Instagram, the looks were looking. It worked. I'll also say, I just got to give you props because we know we talk about you being cold all the damn time. I'm real proud of you for like not only the Heat Tech, but this glow up, you're like not complaining. You're like, no, it was cold, but she handled it.
It was absolutely cold, but I felt very prepared. So again, that's why I was surprised as somebody that is from Minnesota or grew up in Duluth, for you to show up somewhere without some long johns and a hat.
Yo, listen, yes. I mean, and my scarf was so thin. I was so thin. So
you need a Lenny Kravitz scarf.
I have one. I got one as a gift years ago. Not that big. Not that Lenny Kravitz, but it's like pretty big. And I went to grab a sandwich this afternoon for lunch in New York because I came home for my days off, like I said. And I was my neck was hot. Sweating. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great in Boston. I can't wait.
Yeah, New York cold is definitely very different.
The buildings keep the wind out, you know? So Fran, did you finish your glow up? What is your glow up?
My glow up actually goes to myself. So like I said, got back from Sundance yesterday, and I was there for the Sundance Labs, which is a program for first-time feature writers to get support to work on their first feature script. And I'm picking myself because, honestly, I hope I don't get choked up. I've had a really hard time, like, really believing that I'm a writer. I always joke like I'm a writer, but you know, a lot of times when I make jokes about things and I think that this is a moment of vulnerability, sometimes I'm speaking things into existence because it's a point of insecurity for me and it's easier for me to make a joke about it. And the reality is I've struggled to feel confident as a writer. I feel like I've been stuck in this box as like an internet girl. And as somebody who makes content about social issues, I've been trying to get out of the box of the quote unquote activist. And even as somebody who feels comfortable in comedy, this is a drama script. And it really came out of the fact that when Caitlin, my friend, and I were trying to pitch it before we wrote it, a number of people said, we love you, we love the story, but you don't have any drama samples. Can you even write drama? And I was like, what the fuck, you know? And so we wrote this script and, you know, coming off of the strike of it all, and you know, Delon, I've been really thinking very seriously about like what the next phase of my career looks like, where I'm like, I don't know if this Hollywood thing is working out. Like, I feel I've been spinning my wheels for a fucking decade.
Right.
And so to go to Sundance and spend 5 dedicated days talking about my script with incredibly accomplished writers, Dee Reese, Marielle Heller, you know, Dana Stevens, people who have been nominated for Oscars and have worked on just incredible films and TV shows and who were also fellows of the lab to sit down with us and say, this is a really good script. This should be a movie, and we're going to help you make this into a reality, was so validating. And when I tell you, I cried so many times.
Oh, good.
I just kept crying because I genuinely kept saying, and not that I was going to quit. Like, I wasn't like, fuck Hollywood. I was genuinely just like, okay, I might need to pivot. And I'm still trying to think of different ways that I can keep my lights on, because
I really have
grown tired of like begging people to hire me and begging people to believe in me. And unfortunately, that's the industry that we're in.
Yeah.
But it was just really affirming to be like, I am a good writer. I'm good. I know how to tell a story, and I know how to see stories that deserve to be told, you know? And that was just really affirming. And to your point about vacationing and traveling, I was traveling with my writing partner, Caitlin, one of my writing partners, because, you know, I'm a poly writer.
Okay.
And it was a great experience for us. We had never stayed in a room together before. We spent way more time together than we probably have in our entire friendship. And we are very different, and we learned a lot about each other, and a lot of the things that we learned about each other we're going to put into the script.
Wow.
And it was just such a transformative experience, and I'm really proud of myself because I did get out of my comfort zone and, you know, take a risk and wrote a script that I feel really proud of, and I'm so excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I'm so holding space for all of that, dude, because even despite working and being a professional, meaning like being paid to write, right? Those gremlins, those, the insecurity, the imposter syndrome, it never goes away being an artist.
No.
And it is because it is, it is so subjective. It is so ephemeral. Right?
Good job.
It is intangible, right? And but it's also an industry, right? So like, this person might not like your script, that person might love your script, you know, we are always waiting for someone to choose us. So the idea that like, not only you and Caitlin have chosen each other and chosen to write this script, but to have it validated and have people support it and say, this is good, I know how much that means as an artist. Yeah. And so I'm also just so glad it's your glow up, right? It should be a glow up. We should all be the Niecy Nashes, okay?
During your acceptance speech, you thanked yourself and gave yourself the recognition you deserve, which is something women, especially Black women, can struggle to do. Why was it important for you to take that moment?
Well, because, you know, I'm the only one who knows what it costs me. I'm the only one who knows how many nights I cried because I couldn't be seen for a certain type of role. I'm the one who knows what it's like to go through divorce on camera and still have to pull up and show out, and you still got to go home and you have children and a whole life. And so I'm proud of myself. I'm proud that I did something that people said I could not do because I believed in me. And sometimes people don't believe in themselves. And I hope my speech was a delicious invitation for people to do just that. Believe in yourself and congratulate yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage what? Yourself. And that's why it's not called mama esteem, them esteem, us esteem. It's called self-esteem, because don't nobody got to believe it but you.
Yeah. Ready? Like, so thank yourself, right? Because of the work you do. Like, it's so meaningful and it's so important, and we don't do it enough. So snaps to you, friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, class, we have once again come to the end of our show, and now we would like to hear from you. Would you like to take a vacation with us? You know, why yes or why no? And what kind of traveler are you? Or maybe you would like to suggest a TV show, a celeb, or a brand that we should fix in future episodes. Hit us up on Instagram at fixitpod or email us letmefixitpod@gmail.com.
And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a rating on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app. I am DeLon.
And I'm Francesca.
And this was Let Me Fix It!
Why do we say it like that?
We try to get it, but we never do.
Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka! Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.